What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Victoria, and I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Real Talk with Miss V. This is where we're going to talk about faith, life, love, and everything in between. So wherever you're at right now, get comfortable and let's talk. What's up, everybody? It's Mrs. V, and I'd love to welcome you back to another episode of Real Talk with Miss V. I hope that you've all had a blessed week since last Monday. I hope that things are looking up for you so far in 2023. It has been an interesting start to the year for me personally, and I won't go into all of that today, but I'm really learning how much I need to depend on God. And that's for everything, for strength, for peace, for direction, for guidance, just the everyday stuff. You know what I'm saying? We need the Lord. And so today I want to talk about a topic that is dear to my heart, and it's an area of my life that I recognize when I can fall out of line from this, and I recognize when I really need to go to the foot of the cross and just bring it back to what's important and bring it back to where I draw my strength from. And so today I want to talk about peace. I want to talk about perfect peace. And when you hear the word perfect, you're thinking, well, that's impossible. Only God is perfect. And you're right. And that's why we want to talk about perfect peace, which only comes from the Lord. So our opening scripture today is Isaiah 26 and verse 3. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." So God's word is saying he's going to keep you in perfect peace, although in ourselves, perfection isn't possible, but he can keep us in perfect peace when our mind is stayed on him because we trust in him. Amen? So I want to just talk about peace today. And if you look at your own life and your own, you know, surroundings and your situation, you can ask yourself, do I have peace today? Is my life filled with peace? Does the peace of God rule and reign in my heart today? Or am I so far from peace that I don't even recognize peace when it is here or when I am surrounded by his presence and his peace? I mean, life, we all know life can get messy. But the absence of peace can bring so much turmoil and discontentment and so many other things. And so today I wanna look at what does peace mean and how can we attain that in our own lives. So by definition, the word peace means freedom from disturbance or tranquility. Another definition says it's a state or period in which there is no war or a war has ended. Now think about that. When you look at your life and the state of your mind, I ask this question again. Do you have peace? Are your thoughts free from war and free from disturbance? That's something we have to ask ourselves. True peace can only be found from the peace speaker. Hallelujah. True peace can only be found by the one who speaks to the sea and the wind and the waves, and they have to obey. Wow, I'm talking about Jesus today, and I know I'm just going right in today. There's no preamble. There's no setting this one up. We're just going right in today because I fear that a lot of us lack true peace in our lives, and we're walking around with brokenness, and we're walking around with these shells that appear to be okay, but internally we have these struggles, and the only answer is peace. The peace that passes understanding, the peace that wipes away our tears, the peace that changes atmospheres and changes our situations. And Jesus is the only one who can bring that peace. In the midst of your struggle, in the midst of that internal quarrel, and in the midst of pain, just even mentioning his name can bring peace. It's an immediate peace that comes over us when we speak the name of Jesus. And I'm not even preaching or talking or teaching on the name of Jesus today, but I'm telling you, learn how to speak the name of Jesus. Learn how to declare the name of Jesus over your life and over your situation. It has to change. When Jesus is around, everything changes. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Lord. So I ask us to ask ourselves if we have perfect peace. Because the Bible says we can attain this. We can have perfect peace. But how? Our minds have to be stayed on Jesus. And we have to trust him. Now, when I say our minds have to be stayed on Jesus, it doesn't mean you don't think about anything else. If you, you know, any regular person is going to be thinking about a million things probably per day. I know for me, oh Lord, my mind goes all day. I don't know if I have an overactive mind or what they would call that, but I'm thinking about so many things throughout the day. And I should have looked this up, but I think you have about like 10,000 or more thoughts per day. If you want to go ahead and look that up, you can. But I think that's what it says. We have over 10,000 thoughts per day. So obviously, not every single thought is going to be on Jesus. But when the storms of life, when things don't make sense, when we need answers, we need to turn our minds to the Word of God, right? Because that's how he speaks to us. We need to fix our mind on him. And that's where you find answers. And that's where you find peace and direction and guidance. It's in his word. His word is alive today. And if we could give ourselves that opportunity to just spend time in it. You know, our church is doing the Bible in a year and we're reading it together. And I love that. I love doing like devotions with others. One, it keeps you connected. And two, you get to hear other people's perspective on a verse, right? What did that mean to them? It's really neat to see how one verse can speak to many different people in many different ways. But at the end of the day, that same verse is there to bring guidance. It's there to bring life. It's there to bring hope. And more often than not, it's there to bring peace into your situation, into my situation. So, do we have perfect peace today? Do you feel like you could look in the mirror and say, I feel perfect peace in my life and in my heart and in my mind and in my home? Wow, there's nothing better than a peaceful home. You know, there's those places that you walk into and you just feel peace. You can't quite put your finger on it, but you're like, I know that this is a peaceful place and I like it here. When I'm here, I feel safe. When I'm here, I feel warm. I feel protected. I don't know what that is. When I met Andrew, and yes, I reference my husband in probably every episode. But when I met Andrew, not when I first met him, but once we started talking, I'm like, this guy just brings peace to me. I don't know what it is. And I know what it is. He walks with the Lord. His heart is, you know, fixed on Jesus primarily. And I know when I started talking to him, I'm like, there's a peace that he brings to my life that I haven't felt before. And I need this. I need this. I was saying to my friend the other day, I'm like, Andrew is the calm, the settled, I don't know what the word is, the settledness that I needed in my life. He brings a peace wherever he goes. And that's the kind of people you want to be around, whether it's relationship wise or whether it's just the circle that you keep, the company that you keep. If there isn't peace in those relationships, you got to reevaluate. Myself included, we have to reevaluate those types of circles, because anything that disrupts your peace is not worth it. And I say that all the time. I tell my daughter that if it's going to cost me my peace, I don't want it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be associated with it. I don't want to be connected to it if it's going to cost me my peace. And I say this all the time, protect your peace. Protect it. There are situations that can disrupt our peace, and we're going to look at that. We're going to look at that in a minute, because let's be real. Life isn't always perfect. Okay? In fact, life is never perfect. The only perfect part of it is God. But the realness of life, oh my goodness, Victoria, the realness, I'm not even going to edit that out. The realness of life and lice, because yuck. But the realness of life, oh Lord, help me today, has the potential to take away our peace. So here are a few examples of things that might try and might have the power to take away your peace today. Sickness. Anybody ever been sick? Anybody ever been through an illness that almost took your life? An illness that was so hard to overcome, and you had, you know, doctor's appointment after doctor appointment, and this test and that test and this procedure and that procedure, and, you know, waiting on that result, and life, just the illness has just taken away your peace. It has the potential to do that. I know that from experience. When I went through all of my health stuff, I feel like my world was just upside down. And the only real peace I could find was when I was in the presence of the Lord. But when I was so focused on what was wrong with me and what was not going right and what I didn't know and what was, all those things, when I fixed my mind on the problem, I lost focus on the problem solver. And I'm telling you today, even if you are in the worst illness or sickness of your life, if you can just focus on Jesus, if you can focus on the one who brings peace, he will get you through it. He doesn't always promise to take away the problem, but he will see you through it and he will walk you through it. Trust me on that. Believe that today. I believe that for you in Jesus' name. Another area of our lives that can take our peace is relationship problems. And that's why I say it's important. It's so important to be equally yoked in your relationship. And if you don't know what that means, study it. But you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's on the same page as you, who speaks that, you know, that life language that you speak. Your faith lines up, your beliefs line up, your convictions line up, your ministry lines up, your values line up. I mean, you're not going to be the same person. You don't want to marry a carbon copy of yourself, but you want to be in the same mindset, in one accord, and equally yoked together. So relationship problems, even when you are equally yoked, because I believe that my husband and I are very much equally yoked, and it scares us sometimes how much we think alike. But even when you are equally yoked, and even when you are walking in the same, you know, mission in the same direction, you could still have relationship problems. And that can rob you of your peace. And so again, the remedy to that is to fix our minds on Jesus, to take our focus off of the problem. And if you can, solve it the right way. Talk it out. I'm a communicator. I want to talk it out, okay? I don't want to go to, and we've made that rule in our marriage that we will not go to bed angry. Thankfully, we have kept that thus far. We just celebrated 5 months on the weekend, and I'm happy to say we have yet to go to bed angry. But this is real life, and there will be disagreements, and there will be conflict from time to time. Try, if you can, in your own situation, talk it out. Seek counsel if you need to. If it's beyond you and your partner, then seek counsel. Go to therapy. Talk to a trusted friend. Whatever you got to do to reestablish peace in that situation, do it. And I will always say, primarily, go to prayer. go to God. You don't have to go to Facebook. You don't got to go to Instagram telling the world about your problem and, you know, creating a poll and asking for their advice. No, 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 no. Especially not your personal problems. Don't do that. Don't do that to your spouse. Don't do that to your relationship. Keep your business, amen, amen. Yeah, that was free. But go to the Lord with that need for your relationship problem. And even if it's not, you know, a spousal situation, if it's a, you know, relationship issue with a sibling or a parent, go to the Lord. He can be trusted. He has the answers. I promise you that. Infertility, talking about relationships, that's something that can cause a lack of peace in our minds and in our spirits. And I don't necessarily know that struggle per se, but I'm not even sure if I'm ready to share all this just yet. But I'm newly married, and it is our desire that the Lord would allow us to have a child. And you don't realize it until you're on that road and that journey. That when, you know, maybe you're anticipating that, you know, this could be the month. This could be the month that, you know, we created life. And then reality sets in and you're like, okay, maybe it wasn't this month. And, you know, for us, this is a very new journey. And I'm sharing it because I want to keep it real on this podcast. And I want to be able to encourage someone else who's also maybe in that part of their relationship with their spouse. If you focus too hard on what you were expecting and then it doesn't go the way you thought, you can lose your peace. And I have felt that at moments where I hoped for this and then the alternative came and I felt, you know, my heart felt heavy and I felt sad and I felt all of these emotions. But I got to a point where I said, Lord, keep me in perfect peace. Keep me in perfect peace because I can't do it on my own. And in my own strength, I don't have it. I don't have the strength. In my own thoughts and in my own mind, I can sabotage and I can just lose all hope and all trust in your perfect timing and your perfect plan. And so if that's you today, if you're, you know, going through that fertility walk, I guess, with your spouse, don't lose hope. If you've been trying for 10 years, don't lose hope. If you've been trying for 10 months or 1 month, in some cases, don't lose hope when you don't see that promise fulfilled yet, because God is faithful and He keeps us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on Him. I don't know who needed that. And I'm just, again, I didn't necessarily intend to share that, but that's where my heart went and that's where the words flowed. So that's where we're at. And that's where peace has been our strength. And again, we're newlyweds. So we're just enjoying being married and getting to still know one another and, you know, seeing what the Lord wants to do in our lives. And we have no idea. We've got a glimpse of an idea of what He's doing in our marriage and in our lives, but we don't have the full picture, and that's okay. It's okay to not have the full picture. And I'm saying that just to myself and to anyone else who needs it, because I'm the type of person that needs and wants the full picture. Well, God, give me the timeline. I'll wait, but just let me know. And it doesn't always work like that. So we have to be willing and able to just let peace have its way and let God have His way. Amen? Amen. Some other areas, and I'm going to just move quickly through these, some other areas that might take our peace is a job loss or moving locations. Or change, just change, period. It's hard sometimes to process change. And, you know, if, you know, one day you're working at this great company and you feel like this is going to be, you know, the place that you retire, and then all of a sudden the company closes and you're left searching for a new job after so many years. And it's like, how do I start over, God? Or how do I begin in a brand new city where I don't have close friendships and I don't have my support system? How do I start over and make new friends and establish a new community? How? That type of change can disrupt our peace. But if you go in God and you know that He has sent you and you trust that He's got a new job lined up for you, then you can maintain that peace when life gets a little off course, or when God sends you across the province or across the country or across the world. You can maintain that peace because He who keeps me in perfect peace, hallelujah, that's what we have to hold on to, the peace of God which passeth understanding. Financial struggles, we've all been there. We've all had that at some point or other where, how are we going to make this work? The bills are this much and the income is this much. The math ain't mathin'. Can I get an amen? You ever been there? If you haven't, hang on. And if maybe you never will, and thank God for that. But I've been there. I was a single mom for a lot of years. And I went through many times where I didn't know what I was going to do for groceries that week, or how I was going to pay this bill, or how, you know, would we be able to afford the rent? Like, there have been times that were harder than others. Some from my own mistakes and others just life happened. I got sick. I was off work. There was so many different factors that contributed to that. But I can understand how that can have the potential to steal your peace. But if you know that all blessings and everything good and perfect flows from above, you can maintain your peace when you've got $3 left in your bank account. I can't tell you how many times God showed up through a sister, a brother from the church, a friend from work. I mean, the most random places sometimes, with a financial blessing right when I needed it. There's a song that says He's an on-time God. Amen. Yes, He is. And the part that gets me, He may not come when you want Him to, but He'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. Do you believe that today? Am I convincing you at all today that He is an on-time God and that He will keep you in perfect peace? Wow. Praise God. I got to move along. A few other areas. No, you know what? I'm going to end with this one. There are, and this is one that we, if we're not careful, we can get caught up in this, because the world is pulling for you. It is pulling for me. It doesn't want us to keep a mind that is fixed on Jesus. It doesn't want our children to keep their minds fixed on Him. And so sin has the power, dare I say power, to disrupt any form of peace in our lives. And we have to be careful to flee anything that looks, talks, breathes, walks, whatever, like sin. Stay away from it. And I know this personally. My past is under the blood, and I know that I'm not that person anymore, but I can remember the weight of sin in my life prior to knowing Jesus. And it's so heavy. It's so heavy. And there is no peace in that lifestyle. I promise you. There is no peace in the darkness that comes from sin. And so if you find yourself in a relationship that is engaging in sin, cut it out now. Just stop all of that right now. Because you will remove the peace and the protection of God from your life, and you will end up in places you never imagined. Sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And you can go one step further and say the wages or the consequence of sin is a lack of peace. How can you be in perfect peace if your life is filled with sin? And we don't even realize sometimes, and that's it. When I pray, I'm like, Lord, forgive me for sins known and unknown. Because sometimes you don't even know something is sin until it starts to diminish the peace in your life. And you're like, why am I feeling like that? Because sin has the power to do that. So flee from that, whatever it might be for you. I'm not going to name it all today. I do not have the time. But sometimes it's just things that we watch, things that we listen to. You ever watch a show or a Netflix series and all of a sudden you're like, ugh, I do not feel good. That didn't edify in any way. That didn't make me feel good in any way. Are there any honest people out there? Am I the only one? You think something's going to be funny. Oh, let's watch this movie. And then all of a sudden it's filthy. And sometimes it's like so subtle. Like they try to just very, you know, smoothly throw that in. And you're like, ugh, why did they do that? And it just leaves you feeling gross. We have to be careful. Like the little Sunday school song, be careful little eyes what you see, be careful little ears what you hear. Those things can disrupt our peace. But thank God for the word today, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. Let our minds, Lord, be kept in perfect peace. It passes understanding. We may not understand it all, but we know that with you there is perfect peace. And I'll close with this verse, Romans 15:33, and it says, "Now the God of peace be with you all." Amen. Amen. I pray that peace would be yours today. I pray that peace would cover you and follow you and go before you and surround you and be within you and in your mind and in your heart today. And that you would lead with peace and that you would lead with love and that the peace of God would direct every decision you have to make and every word you speak. Let it be filled and covered with peace. Let it be saturated with the peace of God today. Lord, touch every single listener, every single person that comes across this podcast today and any day afterwards. If their house, if their home, if their mind, if their situation, if whatever they're going through lacks peace, Lord, I just speak a fresh fall of peace over that situation right now. I pray that the floods of peace would be upon them, oh God, that you would step into every situation and just speak peace over it, God. You are the peace speaker. One songwriter said, "I know the peace speaker. I know him by name. I know the peace speaker. He controls the wind and the waves." And when he says, "Peace, be still," they have to obey. I know the peace speaker. I know him by name. And that name is Jesus. And Lord, we magnify you today. Help us today, God, to fix our minds on you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you today. I hope that this was a word for you. I hope that it encouraged you. I hope that you feel peace. Above all else, I hope that you feel peace. I hope that you feel strength. And yeah, just go in peace. Go in peace. Sin no more. Beloved one, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to Real Talk with Miss V. Let's stay connected. Follow, subscribe, share, tell your mama, tell your daddy. Tune in every week for another word with Miss V. I hope you have a blessed day.